B-Pod Studios.
It's time for All the Takes with Pat Egan. Hey, Pat.
Hello.
Yo.
Egan.
All right, so you guys touched on this a little bit, but with baseball seasons possibly being in flux, the Dodgers didn't want to waste any opportunity to throw at the Houston Astros. Pitcher Joe Kelly threw at two batters' heads, then proceeded to strike out Carlos Correa to end the inning and make a face that indicated that Correa was kind of crying about it. Bench is cleared, and as you can faintly hear, trash cans banging in the background.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I get what you did there.
Yeah, it was a bang, you know?
You know what really needed to happen? Yeah, I get it. You know what really needed to happen is, like, they just need to drop a Thunderdome over those two. Because you can't have the benches clear.
No.
So that's the way. If you're going to throw at guys' heads, which you should not, I'm not advocating that, put them in Thunderdome.
Great way to, institute the cage match in Major League Baseball.
There you go. You want to
have it above, ready on a crane, and just drop it down and let them go at it.
You want to make baseball more exciting? Boom. That's how you do it.
I mean, the UFC's leaving Fight Island, so.
Oh, it's open.
It's open.
Okay.
Just saying.
There we go.
Opportunity there, Rob.
Let's see you do something there, Manfred. Exactly.
Yeah. Joey Bosa got paid in this pandemic.
Yes, he
did.
The
Chargers inked him to a 5-year, $135 million deal with $75 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I think he and Patrick Mahomes are just going to start up a whole new baseball team instead of Patrick Mahomes just buying part of the Royals.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, yeah, Bosa got paid. What pandemic?
Youngest owner ever in the history of sports.
Patrick Mahomes. Wait, watch that be something Pat was going to give us in All the Takes. But our take on Joey Bosa is, good for him. The man got paid.
Yeah, no, that wasn't All the Takes.
That's
what
I figured.
That you just stole. I mean, it's cool. I mean, I'll hijack your segment next time. Thanks. Guys, when did Matt Klentak take the GM job for the Seahawks? Are you aware of this?
No, what happened?
So Matt Klentak is probably, he's now the GM of the Seahawks because...
The Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, because after they gave up a ton to get Jamal Adams, they're reportedly in no rush to sign him to an extension. They're willing to wait until next season to start talking an extension.
Oh.
Because of the uncertainty of the economy during the coronavirus.
Oh, I get it.
No time like the present.
Yeah, I get it. That's pretty funny.
Thank you. Took me a little bit. I had a couple of rewrites.
I was like, wait a minute. Did he comment on something with Seattle?
See, it was a joke because of the JT Realmuto signing.
Yeah,
and then he gave up so much for JT. And then they gave up so much for Jamal
Just
Adams.
Just because we didn't laugh didn't mean we didn't hear you.
Usually when you have to explain the joke, it's signed to back
off.
No,
because I think if I explain it more, you guys will actually really find it funny. See, because their GM's waiting.
You're making a comparison is what you're doing.
Yes!
I get it.
He gets it. Okay, he gets it. And you find it funny, right?
No. I will think about it later, and I will laugh. I will laugh.
You'll be
laugh,
driving home. And you'll
it'll hit us at some point is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you're saying is... Seattle did, they pulled a Matt Klentak, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you gave up a ton for Jamal Adams, and you're willing to wait?
I don't know.
And we're moving on.
The shoulder shimmy was just on Twitch for the people that really need it. Anyway, yes, go ahead.
NCAA says major college football teams can begin the season on August 29th.
Sure they can.
Fight for the cherry and white. Boys, we ride on.
I don't know, man.
NCAA football ain't happening.
I don't know how you do anything with college sports this year. Like, before a vaccine, a bunch of guys playing for nothing? I don't see how that works out well for them.
No.
Guys in the NFL come out to make $8 million, Hightower, and he's like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. And is he even taking the 150 or the 350? Is he high risk because his wife's either pregnant or just had a baby?
Who, Hightower?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't read about what his situation was.
Hightower or Goodwin?
Hightower.
Goodwin is probably on the 350 scale.
I know Goodwin, his wife...
Had three miscarriages.
So he's opting out because of that.
Yeah, unbelievable. What else you got, Patrick?
Patrick Mahomes took the massive... Oh, wait. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he took the massive deal and he bought the Royals, a little piece of the Royals. What is happening?
Because we're more Marlins testing with positive, bringing the total to 17. Apparently, they got this from Atlanta. Yeah, they went to Atlanta.
Oh, I like it.
You can fade it down now.
I like that.
Fade the music back up. So, yeah, they went to Atlanta and ended up contracting.
Wait, are you verbally producing these segments now as you're doing them at the
same
time?
He's got it all going on. I can only sit back in wonderment.
Giving people directions here?
Yeah.
I play two-way hockey.
It's the Pat Egan moment.
You do play two-way hockey.
Offensive and defensive. So, yeah, they ended up getting it from Atlanta and brought it here. Dr. Fauci now says that the season is in danger year because of the fact that they had coronavirus. The Nationals have voted not to go to Miami for the upcoming series. It's a disaster. 17 members. You couldn't stay out of Magic City and their wings. I understand it, but there's Grubhub for that.
But really, I mean, it's not just maybe this is basketball actually influencing baseball. Because maybe the Marlins had heard about Lou Williams' wings, went out, got them wings, and then came to Philadelphia. So maybe this, everyone wants to talk about baseball affecting football. Maybe this is basketball affecting baseball, which will then affect football.
Yeah, there's definitely a conversation in sports about Magic City right now going on.
Well, yeah. Like, when everything, like, is cool, I'm going to go there at some point and get them wings.
I mean, and no disrespect to any gentleman's club, but it's got to be a situation where this is the first time that the food is the number one topic of conversation about a gentleman's club.
Pretty much.
Do you think if you're a dancer there, you're a little offended? That, like, you're not
The wings are better than me.
Oh, you're coming here for
than
the food?
This?
Exactly.
The wings are better than the thighs?
Exactly.
No, I mean, whatever gets you in the door. Right?
Sure, yeah,
you should
have
gone breast.
Now,
here,
let me. I'm not a savage.
Wow.
Like you, Bob.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
All right. Get your
joke
better.
Right there in front of me, and you blew it. So, whatever. Go ahead. Just trying to help you out.
Jamie, shut his mic off.
Where's
please.
The music for that joke?
All right. Now, let me ask you, with this whole situation in the Marlins, who's a better doctor, Miguel Rojas, MD, or the demon semen woman on Twitter who was all the rage yesterday? Who's it? Let's go to the Twitter poll for that one.
Hashtag demon semen.
Miguel Rojas or hashtag demon semen woman. Your thoughts, Bob? I know you're
I'll go demon woman, yeah.
Do
you know that?
I'm gonna have to go with the demon lady.
Yeah.
There's another story that I just didn't want to be. I didn't want to be true.
Oh no! It's 2020. It's not surprising.
I get it.
Like, do you though?
That I get that it's true.
Wait. You get that a demon semen woman?
No,
is out there?
I get that it's true that it actually was said.
Oh yeah.
By someone.
In this day and age, you totally get that there's somebody like that out there.
Absolutely.
No question. It just falls right in line with everything else.
I just keep thinking back to, was this thing going on during the bubonic plague? Like, was someone there talking about demon semen during the bubonic plague? Say these.
That's probably what caused.
No one's dying
plague.
From the rats. I mean, come on, it's fine. All right, then finally, on this day in history, I'd like to take you back to a kinder, gentler time. It's 2011.
2011?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it? It's between 2010 and 2012.
Yeah, 9 years ago, yeah.
Okay. So the Phillies needed a right fielder for their playoff push, and they acquired Hunter Pence from the Astros. But we're not done.
Okay.
Because the Eagles, always wanting to steal the headline, then signed free agent cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah to complete their dream team.
Wow.
In two disastrous moves.
Wow.
Where were you?
In 2011?
Well, you know,
I remember where I was when they signed Asamoah.
I was here.
I was at my pool. And nice. I got word on my phone, that they...
I think I was
swim club.
At Lehigh. I think I was actually up there.
I actually broke the news to the producer at the time at the station.
Oh, Pat really?
He started yelling at me, give me audio, give me audio. And I'm like, where am I getting audio from?
Nnamdi called you? Then he told
you? No, I was on Twitter and I nonchalantly walked in and I went, oh, I don't know if you saw this, Nnamdi signed with the Eagles. Yeah, I was the
You've
first,
been here a long time,
First year intern, so I'm not trying to make waves.
Right, of course.
He's like, what? No, I'm just get me audio. And I'm like, who am I calling? Adam Schefter?
Probably.
Give me his number. I'll call him. So yeah, the dream team, it didn't work out. Andy Reid's last season.
So what's
Hunter Pence didn't work out.
So today's the anniversary.
Today's the anniversary of
Nnamdi Asamoah and Hunter Pence.
Yeah,
same
wow.
day.
Wow, so it was the same day. Yeah,
yeah. Think about that. July 31st. Everyone knows the baseball trade deadline. July 31st. How uneventful this year, unfortunately, for so many reasons. But yeah, wow.
Wait till the August 31st trade deadline, though. It's going to heat up.
That's what it's going to
be. The hot stove.
Spicy meatballs galore. You got anything else, Pat?
No, I'm leaving.
It's great to see you.
Call
buddy.
Up Spencer Howard today. You coward.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Pat's surly.
No, it's just
why are you using the Lord's name in vain?
Because here's what's going to happen. They're not going to call up Spencer Howard. And I'm going to go home and take about a 7-hour nap. And I'm going to wake up and get caught up on Twitter. And I'm going to see Jamie complaining on Twitter about how they didn't call up Spencer Howard. When they're going to call him up in like 3 days. And it's not going to matter.
As long as he's up by the return to action.
A 7-hour nap is called going to bed.
No, it's not a nap.
According to Egan now, he like works around the clock. Like the guy, I walk in today and he's like, yeah, I feel like I'm here more than I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, we don't all get to go home at 10
whatever.
O'clock, Bob. Oh, God.
We are told by our bosses to leave the premises,
yes.
Pat.
Sorry we left.
Hashtag.
Help.
Sorry that I'm following the rules that were laid out before
us. Let's get this
not
trending.
The Marlins,
hashtag
Pat.
Pray for Bob.
Yeah, we're
I'm not saying that. I'm praying for you because apparently you're the hardest working person in all of Philadelphia.
Jamie has the point of points. We're not the Marlins, ladies and gentlemen.
We're doing things properly.
That is overall the most important thing.
Put my mask on. I come and go as
they
tell me to.
We don't have the luxury of going home and hanging out with our daughter and her boyfriend, Bob. All right? I don't have that luxury.
It's a privilege, Pat. It's not a right.
That's a good point.
All right.
Caller has a point.
God bless you both.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.